Municipal Code Enforcement Board meeting for June 9th, 2011. And to begin the meeting, Jay, can you give us an invocation?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we come here today and ask your blessing on us as we deliberate these cases in front of us. We ask you to give the wisdom and the patience to hear the cases and present the final outcomes. And we just ask you to be with us all as we leave here tonight. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Rise for the pledge, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a roll call, please.
Mrs. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Sparkman?
Here.
Mr. Musler?
Present.
Mrs. Lehrer?
Here.
Mrs. Wilson is excused. Mr. Bakowitz?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Based on that, anybody had a chance to review the minutes from last month's meeting? We have a motion to accept the minutes. Motion by Albertine Brown. Do we have a second?
I second.
Donald's second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Passed unanimous. Let's go ahead and swear in our officers.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you will give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, and before we get started, for those of us on the board who forgot to shut our alarms off last time, and anybody has cell phones in the audience, if you can please turn them off for the duration of the meeting. Okay, Chip, let's get started.
Thank you. If it pleases the board, I'd like to point out this evening that we have a new member of the board, Ms. Danielle Roos-Laird. She comes to us as an attorney. She'll be our newest board member.
That means we can believe anything she says?
I'll leave that to your best discretion. Good evening, board members. Chip Rich, the City of Ocala, I'm a duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement. I've completed all four levels of training, and I've been a code enforcement manager a little over 3 years. I have extensive law enforcement experience, and I'll be presenting the cases this evening. We do have some representation here this evening. If it pleases the board, I'd like to jump to that case. First person that showed up this evening was COM 110054, Mr. Walter Harvey. And as you look at these photographs, I promise you it's not a movie set from Green Acres. It's a real place. I don't know how these guys find some of these places sometimes. This case involving Officer Bob Spears of the Code Enforcement Division, the name of the respondent be a state of Florey Harville, co of Walter Harvey. City location at 629 Northwest 10th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. And I need to ask Officer Spears if they cleared up the building numbers yet. Have you had any problems? And a violation of section 82443, display of building numbers. Legal service, the parcel ID is 2573-001-008. Legal service was obtained 1-18-2011 for the NOV and 5-27-2011 for the NOH. We posted the property on 1-14-2011 for the NOV and 5-26-2011 for the NOH. The summary of findings are that Officer Robert Spears responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the violations of the city's code, and that the property is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and does not display the building numbers. Officer Spears first started working this case in January of 2011, attempting to give the respondent a maximum amount of time to accomplish a cleanup and cut of the property. After approximately 6 months of work with the respondent, all attempts by Officer Spears to resolve the violation through the respondent have been unsuccessful, and the violation continues. If you can proceed through your presentation, we have several photo exhibits. Officer Spears is prepared to testify. The respondent is here. If you have any questions, I can answer them for you. And I would also read the staff recommendation into the record.
That's not necessary.
Well, the respondent is here.
Yeah, we'll read it when we make the motion. I have one question. The first page on the violations only has section 3495.
Well, that's our cover sheet. The NOV and the NOH list both charges, as well as your agenda.
Okay.
But But your staff recommendation only covers $34.95.
Right, I'm gonna adjust that when I read the staff recommendation. We thought we were gonna get some of it cleared up, but we just have not been able to.
Okay, so since not, both parts aren't in the staff recommendation, can you read it to us, please, what you're asking for?
Find the respondent guilty of violating city code sections 34.95 and 82.443. Order to one, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. Two, apply building numbers as per specifications in code section 82.443. Three, pay the administrative cost of $125, all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day in the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, and there is representation in the audience tonight?
Yes, sir.
Who do we have here? Is it Mr. Harvey or? Sir, could you please be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Walter Harvey, 629 Northwest 10th Place, Pocatello, Florida.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, do you have facts in contrary to what the case the city's brought before us tonight? Any evidence you wish to produce?
It wasn't clear as to what exactly is supposed to be done. That's primary. What's supposed to be done is that's cleaning or clear. That wasn't clear to me.
Have you talked to anybody with city code enforcement about it since you've been served?
My first come to me that was I got one morning just found a sign posted out there or whatever it was.
Okay.
Talking
did you ever call them?
No,
ask
I had my brother's son called him. He represented Harry Harvey.
Okay. So the pictures we're looking at, we see where the property's in violation of the weeds and the accumulations of trash. I mean, the trash is going to have to be removed from the property is probably what's going to happen. Can you get that done within the time period that the city's asking for? And the numbers?
I've cleaned some, but as for what needs to be done, because I usually, my machinery broke down several times. My saw and my lawnmower had to be repaired, I didn't have. But as to what exactly needs to be done now, that's not clear to me.
Okay, can we have somebody from the city come up and tell them exactly what needs to be done?
We can provide testimony to this respect. His son or his nephew did call code enforcement, asked us what needed to be done. They completely explained to him what needed to be done. And here we are 6 months later and it's still not accomplished. I can call Bob Spears up to testify to this fact if you want.
Well,
but basically the yard needs to be cut, bushes need to be cut down to a manageable level, and the junk and debris needs to be cleaned completely out of the yard.
Chip, is the pool empty?
Is there a pool?
Beg your pardon?
I think.
There's not a pool on this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. 554? No?
All right, and then
which
as far as the letters are as far as the numbering on the property are concerned, what are the requirements for the numbers on the property?
Numbers that they have to be clearly displayed on the building. They have to be a contrasting color to the building color itself, and they have to be 4 inches long.
I am.
Okay, so do you understand what the requirements are for the numbering?
The weeds have to be what, 4 inches tall?
Weeds have to be cut down.
Yeah, the numbers on the building.
The numbers.
You have to have your house number on your building. It has to be 4 inches tall. And they have to be in contrasting color.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah.
You need to get these things done because, you're probably going to have a finding of guilty tonight, and it will give you a certain length of time to do it where no fines will be imposed other than an administrative. But if you don't get it done within that time, then all of a sudden you have fines started running. So. Yeah, if you need to have your nephew explain to you exactly what has to be done, you need to get this done within the timeframe that we give you tonight.
And it's been explained to you tonight, so do you understand what the requirements are?
Is this milk jugs and just jugs laying on the ground, or?
Looks like just a bunch of trash.
Yeah.
There was milk jugs, I quite could have used water, spread my trees and stuff like that. I have lots of fruit trees and things that I have. We just spray, use a liquid fertilizer, spray my trees and stuff like that. Lots of things you see there. The milk jugs, I haven't cleared out since it was brought to my attention that that wasn't supposed to happen there.
Okay. All right, any other evidence that you wish to produce? Anything else you need to say?
No, sir, not really, because those parts wasn't clear to me as exactly know what's supposed to be. But I moved the milk jug. I have lots of fruit and everything, and then while I had those jugs there, I was using the water to spray my tree.
Okay. It looks like there's more than just jugs. There's debris all over your property that needs to be picked up and disposed of. This looks like just piles of junk in different areas.
Some of those are back in January. You can look at the one
mm-hmm.
June, and you can see he's had some improvement, but still not a lot. A lot of clearing needs to be done. I mean, you have a lot of weed trees that have grown up, taken over your property. Those need to be cut down. What you need to do is do what you think's right. Call the city up. They'll come out there and inspect it, and they'll tell you if you've done enough or not.
Yeah.
If you haven't done enough, you need to do more. You can call them out again. You need to keep working at it till you get it done.
Do you have a telephone, sir?
No, I don't.
Do you have a way to call?
Yes, I can use a telephone.
This is your inspector's name and his number. It's also on the bottom of that piece of paper you have in your hand there.
That's clear.
Okay.
Okay. Discussion amongst the board. How much time?
What was staff recommendation on time?
2 weeks.
It needs longer than that.
Yeah, I'm fine. We've already been working here.
But yeah, remember, he's had 6 months, okay?
Yeah.
So I'd give him 28 days.
But we usually give 30.
30 days? Okay.
Maybe we can do 14 days for the administrative cost if we want to do that. But as far as time to get it cleaned up and stuff, we usually do 30.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead.
On case number COM11-0054, find the respondent guilty of section 3495 and section 82443. Order that the property be cleaned and cleared of all trash or unsightly or unsanitary manner within 30 days. Further order the property be cut down and the weeds cleaned up within 30 days. And that the building numbers be displayed in a proper manner also within 30 days. I'll give you, I'm gonna give you 30 days to pay the administrative fine of $125. Failing clearing either one of the other violations, there'd be a fine of $25 per day per violation. All costs associated to the lien. Chip, does that just about cover you?
Yes, sir.
How else is the after 90 days part?
Oh, after 90 days, refer to foreclosure.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Musley. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Albertine?
Yes.
Seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous. So, sir, what they've done is they've given you 30 days to get the property cleaned up and mowed and all the weeds and everything taken care of and to get your numbers on the property per code. Now, as you do things, if you think that you're finished, call your inspector and have him come out and look at it, and he'll tell you for sure whether you're in compliance or not. Okay? All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you coming out.
Please, Magistrate, we'd move on in the agenda to case COM11-0554. We have representation here this evening. However, this is another case much like the one at the last code board meeting where the respondent...
Which one? 554.
Where the respondent's cook probably have nothing more that they can do here. I just explained that at the outset. It's a case involving Officer James Vo, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. Respondents are James F. Cook and Patricia A. Cook, and Multibank 2010-1 SFR Venture LLC. The case location is 1417 Southeast 40th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Up until recently, the violations were 3432 and 3495. However, the only violation we have left at this time is 34141 through 145, which is the definition requirements to register properties in foreclosure. The parcel ID is 2962001 and 010. Legal services obtained 467 and 8 2011 for the NOV, 520 and 23 2011 for the NOH for the respondent agent and bank. We posted the property on 4-1-2011 for the NOV and 5-20-2011 for the NOH. For the additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the Secretary of State report for the corporation, the less pendants, and the email from the bank where they were trying to take care of some things, but they just did not meet up to all the expectations.
What pages are those on?
The bank emails.
The bank information?
Yeah.
The emails from the bank will be down in Inspector Notes above your pictures.
Okay. So they're fairly far in there then?
Yes, sir. Page 42.
Oh, okay.
42, maybe 41 as well. Yes.
Thank you.
40, 41, right around that area. Officer James Vo located this property and found it in violation of the city's code as stated above. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and the bank was added to the case as required. Officer Vo attempted to work with the bank to remedy the violations without success. All attempts to resolve the final violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. And we'll have an adjustment to the staff recommendation here. The respondents are here for the previous owners, but you know, like I said, their involvement and what they can do to register the property, they're not required to, it's the bank's responsibility.
Right. And so you're taking off the 3432 and 3495?
Yes, sir. We're going to leave it as that find the respondent guilty of violating city code section 34141 through 145 as to the bank.
As to the bank only, you wouldn't find
yes, sir.
The Cooks are not guilty of anything.
No, sir.
Correct.
And we're going to remove the cut and clean up property, and we're going to remove the drain or treat and clean all standing water collections above the property. So it would be order to one, register the property in accordance with the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all cost assessments.
Well, but you can't do the work, you can't file.
No,
the,
sir.
So that
we probably
makes no
would,
sense.
It would probably make sense to remove that portion as well.
Yeah.
So we're assessing the administrative fee to the bank as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Plus they have to pay the registration fee.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay.
And consistent with what we normally charge businesses versus citizens, it would be a $50 per day violation.
Okay.
I've also included any pictures, but as I said, this is just for city registration at this point.
Jim, Patty, do you have anything you want to say, or?
We were here because we got a notice to appear and talk about
well,
the right
thing.
You
don't have
to
say anything, but if you want to, now's your chance.
Yeah, we have to give you an opportunity
I'm
to speak.
Happy with your decision because we've done everything that we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So all being said, any discussion among the board?
Or what are we citing them for, Pat? Is it, I always get these things confused on the definitions. You don't, they're not, they're guilty of 34, 142 through 145?
That's the registration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that 142 through 145?
We don't, yes,
it's
that
the
is.
Registration stuff.
We don't, when we do the order, it will not include
141.
Yes, sir.
And then we're going only against the multi-bank 2010, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
If that's your desire, yes, sir. That
would
be my recommendation.
Well, I think that would be the only
way
to do it.
That's how we handled
yeah.
it last month.
Yeah.
So I think
that's
the only
place to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have somebody who wants to make the motion.
Is it also our job to take care of the swimming pool area that's broke?
They said
that
it's been resolved.
That case has been cleared, as I stated.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Okay. I'm reading and I'm not always listening.
Also cleared.
Okay. Well, we're looking for a motion.
Okay, on City of Ocala, COM 110554 versus James and Patricia Cook. Find them not guilty of any violations. On Multibank 2010 et al., find them guilty of violation section 34142 through 145, registration of property. Order that the property be promptly registered within
14 days.
That they pay an administrative fine of $125 in addition to the cost of the registration of the property.
failing which, a fine of $50 per day for failure to register the property would be imposed after the 14th day.
As assessed as a lien.
As assessed as a lien.
After 90 days.
And after 90 days for foreclosure.
Okay, so.
Your motion.
Okay, so we have a motion from Mr. Musley, and we have a second from Albertine. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimous. Okay, it's on the bank. You don't have anything to worry about.
Yep.
I have one question.
Then they're gonna have to come forward and be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your name and address for the record.
Patricia Cook, 608 Southeast 50th Avenue. I just have one question. When the bank registers it, that it's in foreclosure, does that mean it goes on the Marion County property appraiser? Because the property deed is in our name for the last, we surrendered the home in 08.
Yeah, but until they apply for a foreclosure deed, or go through the foreclosure process. I've seen some of these banks that are just taking literally years.
We even surrendered it in our bankruptcy. We haven't owned the home basically since 08.
So you could have stayed there for another 2 years and not paid any rent.
And we didn't know that, but we have a special needs child, and I didn't need the sheriff's department to come to my front door and say you need to leave. So,
right. Anyway.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Bye.
For police support, we have additional representation here. If you would go to the petitions section of your presentation, folio, CUM 102040. This is a petition for a reduction of penalty. City of Ocala versus Higher Ground Harvest Center. Case location of 1921 Northwest 12th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. You have the petition there. You also have the city's cost sheet. The city's recommendation, although we're displeased with the fact that we had $59 worth of fine there before this was remedied, the city is willing to reduce this case to costs with the hopes that the respondent won't be back here before this board again. If we reduce it to cost, it would be $225. Because we did have to go out and clean it up.
Where is that at here, on the thing here?
Under petitions.
Petitions.
Okay.
And then go to 2040, and then click on that's this cost sheet.
The officer is available for any questions. I'm available, and the respondent is here.
Okay. Could the respondent please come forward? Sir, please be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you will give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Pastor Brandon Cave, 7231 Northwest Highway 225A, Ocala, Florida 34482.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead, sir.
First of all, I apologize for the property being the way that it was observed by Officer Spears. Secondly, I basically have this property and other properties in Ocala that we are trying to do as a ministry to kind of help the homeless in this situation. But of course, my experience has been that it is the homeless people that are basically doing the deterioration of the properties. I have someone who actually keeps the lawn and the debris cleaned up at the property all the time. And that person did not make me aware that the property had been breached. I understand that several communications had come to me, but I never received them. I finally got a notice in April that there was some problem with their property. And so at that point, I immediately began to communicate with the city to make sure that.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to settle and pay the city the cost of the work that was done, the $100 plus the administrative cost of $125?
Yes,
sir. When can you have that paid?
Sir?
When can you have that paid?
I can pay it right now.
Okay. Because I think you'll find that we're going to. 7 days? Mm-hmm. Okay. I move that we accept the settlement offer of $225 if paid within 7 days on case number. Case number was this?
CUM 10,
CO 10-2040.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So the $225 has to be paid within 7 days or it reverts back to the original amount.
Okay. I can't pay you guys.
If you have a check, you can leave the check out and we can give it to the secretary.
But if I have cash, you don't want cash?
No.
All right.
We can't take cash.
Okay. So I
we take it on the second floor.
Okay. All right. I'll take care of that.
Thank you for taking care of it. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Mm-hmm.
Next case, please.
Yes, sir. Resolves all of our present respondents this evening. We'll start over at the beginning of the agenda, page 2. City of Ocala versus John W. Harvey Jr. and BAC Home Loan Servicing LP. Case number COM 110632. Case involving Officer Lorraine Kenny of the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. It's a case location of 1850 Northeast 40th Circle, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495, weeds accumulation of trash or other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 27270003001. We have obtained legal service and we posted the property. We've given you a copy of the Les Pennants and the Sunbiz report. Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to the location due to citizens' complaint. Upon arrival, observed a violation as noted above. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and the bank was added to the case. The bank has filed foreclosure registration as required by the code, however, is failing to maintain the property as required by the code. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to resolve a violation with the assistance of the respondent have been unsuccessful and the violation remains after some 60 days. You have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your notification and presentation. We've also included pictures of the property at the end of your presentation.
Oh, I'm not seeing any trash.
I'm not seeing any water.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of weeds. I'm not so sure what we got here. I mean,
the weeds in the yard are sticking up all over the yard and they're in excess of 12 inches, the required meant by code. And I would point out that we have responded here due to citizens' complaint. They're also required by the registration of property maintenance ordinance to trim and maintain the hedges as well.
I mean, I see one hedge is kind of out of control. I'd like to hear the staff officer.
Lorraine Kennedy. It's overgrown. It doesn't look that way in the pictures, but it's definitely 12 inches or higher.
Get your ruler out there, Lorraine?
I didn't need to.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Didn't they say they were standing water there, too?
This is just
weeds.
No, it's just
trash or only other unsightly matter.
It's the same code for this entire violation.
Okay, any discussion amongst the board?
And we do have a copy of the code in the presentation if you'd like to read it.
I recommend staff recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion by Albertine.
Brown, yes.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Musley. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Staff recommendation passed unanimous. Let the record reflect that there wasn't anybody here to represent the respondent.
Marine 686 is just the single charge. That'll bring us to COM 110686, case involving the City of Ocala versus Robert L. Cunningham Jr. and Chase Home Finance. Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to the location of 110 Northeast 45th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Observed violation of section 3432, water collections. The parcel ID is 27760030011. We have obtained legal service. We legally posted the property. I've included a copy of the Sunbiz report, Les Pennants email from the respondent, and a letter from CT Corp. Essentially, this respondent, as I understand it from his email to the Code Enforcement Division, has been locked out of this premises by the by Chase Home Finance, so he's unable to take care of the.
That would be a first.
the situation. And then
I will grant you on this that the weeds look larger than 12 inches on the pictures.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that charge has been dropped.
And the swimming?
What?
They took care of that. They just haven't taken care of the pool.
Pool, yeah.
Okay, so $34.95 is gone.
Yes, sir.
And they did trim the hedges back?
I'd have to ask Officer Kennedy. I did not get to this residence today. Have they trimmed? Okay.
They
did?
They did not. But we have not charged them with a violation of property maintenance ordinance.
Okay, so we're, let's just look at
the weeds ordinance does not cover the hedges. The property registration ordinance does cover the hedges. We did charge them with that because they did properly register the residence.
Yeah.
So what we have left is the water collection.
Yeah, this one.
That's gross.
Okay, I guess we'll have to charge them.
Okay, any discussion amongst the board? Somebody ready to make a motion?
Is there a staff recommendation?
There is a staff recommendation. We would just be dropping the $34.95 order. So it would be find the respondents guilty of violating city code section 3432.
Okay. And not guilty of 3495.
Well, we're dropping the charge.
Or the drop down.
Okay, I'll make a motion on COM 110686, find them guilty of section 3432, and require them to drain or treat or clean all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool, pay the administrative cost of $125, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation. City to do the work, utilizing any means required after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city's attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Donald, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous. Let the record reflect that there was nobody here to represent the respondent.
May I ask a question? Fearless attorney. Why do we always have that statement in there at the end, after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city's attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure?
I can answer that one for you. Because if you remember, we used to have to bring back dozens and dozens of cases to the board
mm-hmm.
to get your approval to proceed to foreclosure.
This grants you that?
Okay. Yes, sir. If you approve of it, we already have it in the order.
But is there still somebody out there that's like doing a risk management ask
yes,
to
sir.
Thank you?
Yes, sir. We are.
Because I don't want somebody saying, well, the code board just told us to go foreclose on all this stuff.
Exactly it. We would look at them and see there was mortgages ahead of us or something like that. Well,
excessive taxes, things of that nature.
And we would just make a decision whether we're foreclosing.
Okay, next case, please.
COM 110731, City of Ocala versus Pilot Financial, Inc. A case involving Officer Lorraine Kenny, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division at 1005 Northeast 19th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. We'll point out that we've had 7 previous cases at this location in the last 5 years. This is the first time it's had to come to the code board. The parcel ID is 25872-000-00. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property. We've got a copy of the SunBiz report. Officer Kennedy located this property and found it's in violation of the city's code and it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that this will be the 8th case at this location. However, the first one to be brought to CBB. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to remedy the violation through the respondent have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I've included copies of the photographs in your presentation at the end. And we do have a staff recommendation. At the bottom of page 2.
Who took care of the other violations?
On this particular one, we only had the single violation.
Well, I know, but it says that this is the 8th case at that
location.
Oh,
they took care of them themselves. Pilot Financial used to respond to our requests. However,
they're probably buried in this property because
I think so as well. And they have a couple other properties that are in the city, one in the historic district that is a disaster that they lost recently.
I mean, it literally looks like
somewhere in the mountains of North Carolina.
There was a house there.
Looks like it was in the forest.
The boondocks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, is there anybody here to represent the respondent?
Yes, sir.
Let the record reflect, nobody here to represent the respondent. Any discussion amongst the board? Do we have a motion?
I'll motion on case number 110731, the recommendations on 3495.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Staff recommendation passed unanimous. Next case, please.
City of Ocala versus Jeremiah McQueen and Saxon Mortgage Services, Inc., CUM 110403. The city to be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. There are two previous cases with liens pending on this this property. I believe, my personal opinion is Saxon has probably given up on this one. We've got other cases with them that they're working on, but this one's got over $30,000 in liens already. So the partial ID is 22601090017. Legal service has been obtained and we posted the property. It scored 50 points. We're not going for destruction yet. Coming soon to a code board near you, though. The additional correspondence would be the company information, SunBiz report, less pendants, and of course we've included a copy of the first case information findings of fact from the board and also the partial affidavit of compliance in your case file. Officer Dan Baker located this property and found it in violation of the city's code as stated. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and the bank was added to the case. There have been two previous CEB hearings regarding this property resulting in liens totaling about $30,000, thereby qualifying this violation as a repeat violator. The previous last case has been attached to the presentation. All attempts by Officer Baker to remedy the violation have been unsuccessful and the violations remain. We've also got a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and I've included photographs at the end of your presentation which indicate.
I can.
Testimony by Dan Baker.
No.
You called that grass?
What a call.
The pictures.
I was teetering.
Represent a true, fair, and accurate representation of the conditions at the location at this time.
Is there anybody here to represent the respondent? Let the record reflect, there is no one here to represent the respondent. I just have one question, Chip. If we find them guilty and start running up these fines, there's already 30 grand assessed to this property, and I don't even know if the city wants it.
I don't believe that the city is going to want it, but we have other properties that belong to Saxon Mortgage in the city.
Okay.
And at some point, they'll be settling up with the city. For
just happens to be right next door to the city just acquired.
Gotcha.
They have been land banking some properties in the adjacent area.
That's good. So you can start combining some of these two lots that are too small.
Yes, right? And then the community building programs intends to build low income housing there, or affordable housing. I'm sorry.
I make a recommendation on case COM 110403 that we find them guilty and adopt staff recommendations.
Motion by Mr. Musley. Do we have a second?
I do.
Donald seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
I'll bring us the next case on the next page of the agenda. I believe it's going to be page 4 in your agenda. COM 110082. The city will be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The city of Ocala versus Marvin Brester and Wachovia National Bank, which has been absorbed and incorporated into Wells Fargo National Association. The location is 116 Northwest 6th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2856-006-017. Legal service has been obtained and we have legally posted the property. Additional correspondence would be the FDIC info of the bank, SunBiz report, and the first case information. Summary of findings is that Officer Dwayne Thomas, while in the area, found the property to be overgrown in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation found that it was also a repeat violator, sending it back to the CEB as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to resolve the violation through the respondents after 90 days of time have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and I've included photographs where you can see the city has been here previously at the end of your presentation. We we've secured this, cut and cleaned it a number of times, you know.
So who owns it now, the bank?
Yeah, who's in control of the house?
It's undecided as yet. This is one that went from Ameribank to Wachovia Bank, and from Wachovia Bank to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo habitually is tentative to register and respond to our request for a...
Well, if somebody looks at this from Wells Fargo, and I assume they've not started a foreclosure proceeding, have they?
No, sir. All they have is a less penance on the file.
What kind of points is on this house here?
I'm sorry, sir?
Has it been assessed as points for...
No, sir. We have not assessed that yet, because we usually wait till we have a few more cases piled up so we can also bring it before you as a nuisance to the neighborhood.
This is looking like definitely
a nuisance. Looks like it's getting pretty close to being a
nuisance.
Looks like
it
certainly appears, but we brought one last time that had 8 previous violations, and we were not able to prosecute it as a nuisance, so we're overabundance of caution.
Okay. Is there a Marvin Bester or a representative of Wells Fargo National Association in the audience this evening? Let the record reflect that there's no one here to represent the respondent. Any more discussion amongst the board?
Michael.
Okay, does somebody have a motion?
I think Danielle does.
In case number COM 110082, City of Ocala versus Marvin Bester, Wachovia Bank National Association and Wells Fargo National Association, motion the board to find the respondents guilty of violating code sections 3495 as a repeat violator per chapter 6162.04 of Florida statutes and adopt those staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a proper motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Second
Albertine
by
Brown.
Albertine Brown. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
Good job.
Yeah.
Shift.
Very efficient. You're hired. Pay raise ordered.
We're going to double your pay.
Chip, how many of these houses are out there?
Bunches.
I can't even begin. The first house that came up, I didn't even think a house existed like that in Ocala. Just
well, yeah, you call
me.
It a house, but
yeah.
I wouldn't call it a house.
It looked like right out of the movie set of Green Acres. I mean,
yeah.
It really did.
But see, stuff like this, I mean, Wells Fargo's never going to touch that thing.
Nope.
They're going to abandon the mortgage.
This is a waste.
The only way this is ever going to get cleaned up is if when the city bulldozes it down.
We're probably going to do that and end up land banking. We have cooperation with the county at this point where they don't charge taxes on every single property that we're trying to accumulate to later to use for a community good. So we've had more success lately.
Okay.
If it pleases the board, I'd move on to the next case.
Yeah.
COM 110357, City of Ocala versus Edmund Lamore. A case involving Dwayne Thomas, City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. Location in the city at 417 Southwest 7th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2851-004-000. We have obtained legal service on the property, and we properly posted the property as well. Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and determined it is in violation of the city's code in that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. All attempts by Officer Thomas through the respondent to remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I point out that this respondent lives out of town and apparently acquired this property a couple years ago through tax deed. There is a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and I've included photographs in your presentation at the end to demonstrate a true, fair, and accurate representation of the conditions that are occurring on the property at this time. Officer Thomas is prepared to testify if need be.
Okay. Do we have Edmund Lamore present this evening? Let the record reflect that the respondent is not in attendance. Is there any discussion amongst the board?
No.
We have somebody that's willing to make a motion.
In case number COM 110357, City of Ocala versus Edmund Lamore, make a motion to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code 3495
and follow staff recommendations.
Okay, we have a proper motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Musley. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
If you go to the next page of the agenda, you'll see that we've taken care of the first two items on there, James and Patricia Cook and Higher Ground Harvest Center. That leaves a petition from Ernestine L. Porter. If you look at the petitions, she'd be COM 110335. I've given you a copy of the petition and a copy of the photographs of the condition as it was initially and as it stands now. She's essentially asking for an extension of time. The city would not be in support of this petition. She's already had 90 days to simply move this car someplace. She wants an open-end extension. She hasn't asked for a particular time frame.
Well, and I'm looking at the petition here, and it says I would like 3 more months, if possible.
The city stands in opposition to that.
Okay.
Motion to deny the petition.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
You must be able to read the part I couldn't read. Oh, I see it now. I couldn't read that part previously. I apologize.
Okay.
That brings us to the next page of agenda, considering old business and a non-compliance hearing. Please, the board, I'd like to proceed in this in these cases as a consent agenda item, with the exception of COM 110269, which paid at the last possible moment today before this board meeting. I would also point out that COM 10-1638, Sun Trust Bank, is for the 125 only. At this time, if you prefer, I could read the case numbers into the record or reflect the agenda.
No, we'll just do it as a consent agenda.
Okay. And I would respectfully request a motion from the board member to accept the fact that all of these cases have a non-compliance affidavit from the officer involved, and they are not in compliance, and give the city the authority to proceed as ordered.
So moved.
That's a except for COM 110269.
That one's removed.
That's
yes, sir.
Removed. Okay, so we have a motion to accept. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Albertine Brown seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
At this point, the city rests and would respectfully request that all testimony, evidences, presentation materials presented at this evening's board meeting be accepted into the record.
I have a motion.
Motion.
Okay, Albertine Brown, motions to accept all evidence into the record. We have a second?
I'll second it.
Second. By Danielle, all in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
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 45 minutes.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
We need to discuss with them the Advanced Development Corp release.
Yes, and did...
I brought it.
Okay.
You want me to do it, or you...
Yeah, you can do it if you'd like. I don't think we have any other option here, and then we would just the board sign it.
We got a request to, I guess there's a lien on Advanced Development Corp, and they own additional property, which is the property at the corner of Southeast 3rd Avenue and 17th Street. It used to be a doctor's office right there by Blessed Trinity,
mm-hmm.
and I guess a dentist is buying it, and the bank did the foreclosure. We were inferior. Our code board lien was inferior to their mortgage, but they didn't foreclose us out. So they've asked us to release the lien instead of, so they don't have to re-foreclose and sell it to the dentist. There's no reason to make them run through hoops to do that, and I think it's the city's best interest to get that property occupied by a nice owner, I guess.
Right, that's the one that Dr. Carvey had.
Yep.
Yes. I think Dr. Riley was there for a while.
Yeah.
Richard Barney
was there.
There was a Wachula State Bank there.
Yeah, they have the foreclosed it. Yeah. I asked them why they didn't go to Father Pat.
Yeah.
And said they did, but he tried to drive too hard to bargain.
Sounds like Father Pat.
But anyway, they're trying to schedule a closing on that. They wanted a satisfaction. We're actually only just giving them a release as that particular piece of property.
Okay.
So the code board lien will still apply to the other Advanced Development Corporation property in the county. And what I understand there is some.
Yes, sir. We have some additional cases.
What's the motion then, Pat?
Just to accept, to approve the release that, on the Southeast Third Avenue property, 1648 Southeast Third Avenue.
So moved.
Second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
I'll need to get you to sign that tonight for me if you don't.
Okay, that's fine. And then one other thing, the financial affidavits are due by July 1st, I believe. So if you haven't filled one out yet, or if you don't know what one is for the new people,
Ms. Brown brought hers tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've got mine filled out. It's on my desk at home.
I got mine filled out. And I will say, having been one that let it lapse one time, they do mean business.
$25.
I don't know what the purpose was. That's why I came to see her. I never seen one of those things in my life.
Here's a hint. Keep the one you filled out this year. Keep keep a copy for, okay. Just because next year they're going to ask you again, and it's a lot easier just to give the old one out.
Repeat.
Get the old one out.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's no changes.
But do you have to answer every question on there?
If it asks it, and I think if you swear and affirm to it, then probably.
I mean, I tell you, Gloria, what's her name? Jean Engler, that was on this board for 8 consecutive years, put the same as last year, signed it and sent it in.
Oh, wow. She didn't even fill it out?
No.
I wouldn't take a chance on that.
I wouldn't take I'm not saying to do that.
Yeah.
But filing it with a signature is better than not filing it.
Okay, any more business to discuss? We're all good?
No, I have a question. Are we still recording this?
Yes, we are.
That we have to keep saying our name each time?
Well, that's why I'm saying who's making the motion and who's making the second.
Right, that's why I want to say, I just want to make sure.
Yes, we are.
Especially as new people come, because she's going to be unfamiliar with. I would say that I spoke with Giorgio Placanico.
Oh, good.
He's still in rehabilitation, but he thinks he's going to be out and be able to attend the June 17th meeting. I was going to send you guys out not our meeting, but June 17th council meeting to be presented his plaque.
Oh.
And he also wants to reapply for the vacant code board seat once he gets up to par.
Great.
So we got to take his plaque back if we do that.
And what time's city council meeting? 3 o'clock?
Starts at 4 o'clock, but I believe they do presentations around 5.
They usually call people.
I thought they did them right.
They did them right after.
Yeah, because they can't do the public hearings till after 5, so they do all that stuff from 4 to 5.
Yeah, when they did Pat's.
I'll let you know for sure, because I still need to make sure with him that he's going to be able to attend.
Okay, perfect. Okay, any other business? No, meeting adjourned.
Danielle, welcome aboard.